Get the current daf and set this Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin. Begin on the base. We begin the Tais Masada. Begin the words of the Gemara. Loi psikalei, because it's not definite. Because the new Shkolim, yeah, the Rosh Hashanah is the first of Nisan, but you could take from the old ones. The different Amishna is not mentioning that. It says Tais Tzarkle Dakti. You have to analyze. I have a Matzi L'Shnuyi. If the Gemara could have answered, Mishan like come on, like the Gemara answers later on. Kikachasha, when are we counting the Mishnah? Only made the Loi Tolu B'Maisa. Only something that's not dependent on the action. And here, ultimately, it's dependent on the action. Regarding from the new Trumas, and therefore maybe that itself could have been the reason why we didn't say that in the Mishnah. Continue next test master that we can look at the Gemara Osle Shana. That it's when it reaches the Rosh Hashanah, the first of Nisan, it's considered as a year for the lease. And Tais about my question, we don't say that the monies tell us that it must have been longer because what's going on with all this extra cash? It can't be that he's renting for a month and not for 12 months. So it says, no, but I have always my tone I've gotten. I want to say the monies are a gift or some type of deposit, but it's not necessarily done by Dim because this is when the year ends. The next text master to begin with the words of the Gemara, Dragolim Mali. And who's the town of Mishnah when it talks about Dragolim? Pierce, in other words, like this. Tais explains essentially what Rashi says in greater detail. Said, what do you mean, Bereisha? This is what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, Be'echad Mason Rishon, Lergolim, the first Mason Rishon, for the Yom Taib, for Balta Acher, for Kabbalah, the Hinish, the stomach, which that was said anonymously. Mani, who is this? Mishnah, the Gemara. It must be like a Mishnah. Which we already explained in the previous stuff. Upach, the Gemara, wait a second. Rishonamar Bo Rosh Hashanah Mehim. The beginning of the Mishnah, it says that this opening up of this paragraph, this Masech, this is for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Malachim Rogolim. It says that this for Malachim, for Shtaris, and for the Rogolim, which we just said is Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Seifa had the Amri, the Belezer Rosh Hashanah, Echva Tishrei, and the Seifa, which after there's an opinion, it mentions, after anonymous opinion, it mentions Rosh Hashanah as disagreeing from Isaac Mehim, it's Echva Tishrei. Now, Parks, like, wait a second, Rachel Sibri Bishiman. You told me the opening halacha is Reb Shimon. You told me later halacha is Reb Shimon. And Mitzias Reb Meir, in the middle of halacha, is Reb Meir regarding Echbel is from Maisa Behema. So the Gemara answers Rebbe. It's not difficult. It's going like Rebbe Pierce. Rebbe Tana Masnit. He taught the Mishnah. Bishon Ali Bida Tanoi. And he was picking Tanoim. Vesosim Lakavasayu. And he said anonymously like them, but it was him. Yachi says the Gemara, if that's the case, the Chad Tana, that it's one Tana Kamoi Rebbe, like Rebbe Shana Masnit, and he taught the Mishnah, but Nasan Libet Tanoim is going according to different Tanoim. Im Kain, Mazed, Omar Abba, Rosh Hashanah, Me Wising, and for Rosh Hashanah, Chami Shabbat 5, meaning, the Bish, let me, Reb Shimon, Habba, Tani, Behed, Yibad, Esha, if you're saying that it's Reb Shimon, so, Lo Habba, Rak Abba, so they were only four Rosh Hashanah, because the Reb Shimon, Lay Sadech, Bel Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't hold that the first El Rosh Hashanah, so he only have four. Abba, all down, Rebbe, Nasan Libet Tanoim, this is, you're saying it's Rebbe, that he picks one place like Reb Shimon, one place like a mayor. And that's what he's saying anonymously. But Tana Ech Be'el B'Shul Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he's picking Ech Be'el like Ramele for Rosh Hashanah. So this five, not four. Rosh Hashanah answers the Manav. He says you're right about Abba Debi Akol, but everyone would agree there's at least four. Ramele Abba Davar Gom. According to Ramele, there's four because you have Ech Be'el, but you're missing that Davar Gom because it doesn't need three Ragom. And Rosh Hashanah Abba because Dalmas Mehemo. Although he has four Ragolim, but he doesn't have that of Ma'is Mehemo. Doesn't hold this Ech Be'el. So the next time I begin the words of the Gemara of Harei the Golem the Lichayim Meuta. I, how can you say that you don't count things that start that don't start at night? I the Golem for Baltachah doesn't start at night time. And actually, Tais points out, Philip Yom Lichayim. Actually, even during the date of Yomtiv doesn't start Ad Yom Sheni until the second day of the Yomtiv. Lamandam and the Dorim Dovas Emakrib Yomtiv because we're going on Baltachah and the Dorim Dovas. According to one that says you can't bring it on Yomtiv, it wouldn't even start on even on the first day Yomtiv. It would be actually on the second day. So what's the pshat? How do we say that in the halacha of our Mishnah, if we don't count things that don't start at night? Mishnah, the Gemara answers, no, lasuyi meikar mechayvekoy. To bring it in the beginning, you were always obligated. What does that mean? But Quintus Pishrash explains, lahavi carbon, to bring the carbon, mechayvah eimadhu, mishar shanadah. That you had your obligation in the moment you took the vow. You should have brought it from before the Yomtiv. Lahukvah to golem, then that carbon is carbon. This time we're saying it's established on the Yomtiv, not regarding you bring your carbon. You're right, you can't bring it then. Eliyin bal ta'acha, it's regarding bal ta'acha. Umorzin, amechayel. And from evening is when it takes effect. Now, Tais explains. The late Pirush Rashi not explaining this. B'shul sheyav about ta'achar. Not that you should violate about ta'achar. M'shul nichnas regal shlishi b'tchaz halayla. From the moment it starts the third yomtiv, beginning of the night time, that then third yomtiv, and you didn't bring it, you violated. It's not true. Because the Rameya, because according to Meidim Al-El that he said, we quoted him previously, that he holds regal echad in the oiver that he holds. You're not oiver unless you have one yomtiv. It's actually have a kol regal. We explained it means the whole yomtiv. So b'hu din rabban. The same thing as regarding rabban. That shabbos shlishi gom until you pass over the three yomtiv. The second paragraph in Beis Daf Yotzes Mabeis Amar the Gemara says the Imavien Toida the Bechagamatzes about says you don't bring the Karmat Toida on Shavuos and Pesach El Bechagasukas only on the Pesukas it's only one you have the opportunity Toida obviously with Lechem you can bring on Pesach and Shavuos you don't have in the Darman Davis you can bring on Sukas Mashmit sounds like bought them. Heavy bechagas sukkos b'cholamoid. That if you bring it on sukkos b'cholamoid, the loy over that you wouldn't violate b'al ta'acha. So what are you saying that it's chayim l'urta? So it says v'hodu pishkam b'kunches d'urta chayil. This Rashi is saying that it takes effect from night. It means to say that if you had an obligation from before the yomtiv, then you can have the whole yomtiv when it passes. But if let's say the yomtiv started and you took a vow, fill the region in the first night, like a kol reg, you're not gonna have the whole yomtiv, and never that can be counted towards the count of three yomtiv. The next test master that begins with the gemara midi tol b'maisa, something that's dependent on the action that we didn't say in the mishnah. Only things that take effect by themselves. Now the man, but then according to the one who says menachat or samachat or menalfa, full bezman shabes amigdash kaim, even when the bezman is around here, mezuch matir, when the eastern front got lit up on the sixth of Nisan, that itself already permitted the new grain. So then the difficulty is, what do you mean? So then, why are you saying you don't count the omer because it requires a ma'isa? I doesn't require a ma'isa. So still ad yom abiyachem the mitzvah. Still, until the day that you bring it is a mitzvah, because I mean, menachas b'rak yirishmol, like the Gemara explains with the menachas, that even according to the one who holds that heir mitzvah has matir, he holds also initially one shouldn't eat it until the actual omer is brought, and therefore, again, it's not really full-fledged, only if there's a ma'isa, and therefore that's why he didn't say the halacha of omer as being a Rosh Hashanah on the 6th of Nisan in our Mishnah.